Come a little right. That bit's AB. Nice. That's the way to catch it high. As I flip, and I'm going to get in this backfield right here, and now I'm down. Now my feet are active. They're on hot coals. Don't plant it and then go, all right? I want to play light on my feet, okay? Play light on my feet.
This transition has been really good, and there's always something a little new dealing with a different head coach, but I find it exciting because you're always learning. There's always, and each coach does something a little bit different, and it makes you think out of the box sometimes and do things maybe you're not comfortable with, which I think personally helps you grow as a coach. You know, obviously the two previous head coaches I worked for were more offensive minded and coach is more of a defensive coach. So obviously philosophies are a little bit different, so to speak, on how maybe the roster will shake out or shape out. So I think we're going through that process right now. But really the main thing is, I mean, if we just kind of keep developing players, and that's what you want to do regardless who you're working for, if you're developing the players and getting them better, it's going to give you a chance to win on Sunday.
Ready, go. That's it, Eden. Good, good. Nicely done. Not crossing it over. Firm leg, free leg. Reach and push off. Reach and push off. Reach and push off. See the ball kick. See it kick. See it kick. Boom. Boom. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Set it. Spacing. Spacing. Now close it off. Close it off, Poe. That's it. That's it.
You know, we've had the opportunity to coach some good players here. We've also had an influx of players come through on the bottom of our roster, and the willingness for them to learn our system and want to get better, that's made our job easier. I don't think it has anything to do with me. It will always be about the players and their results, and we're just trying to help them get better and better each and every day. And if we can do that, then hopefully you can stay at a place a long time and continue to build your system and make it a very integral part of the game.
Then cuts it back, 25, he's going outside again, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 45, cut back, 35, 30, at the 20, at the 15, at the 10, at the 5, he's gone, touchdown!
Well, I think we have a fine mix of older guys and younger guys, and then even with our younger guys, I'm so excited about because a lot of them are now going into their third or maybe fourth season. So that you're right, in my opinion, right on the edge of taking that next step and launching it. And I think that we do have some good players. Obviously, Coach Pat and Ray have put together a nice roster. The roster has obviously changed tremendously since last year's last game. But I'm excited about the competition level that we have. You can see it out at practice, guys competing and guys knowing I have to do something today in order to keep my spot or move up on the depth chart. And I think this is probably the first year where we've had multiple guys that we can go to, and that's something that we've always been trying to build up to, because I just don't believe that you should just have one returner. I believe that you should have multiple returners, and each of them have a little different skill set. The one thing that they are all, they're very fast, but they all do something a little bit different, and be able to use their talents and come up with different ways to accentuate their positives. That's the fun part. So I'm excited about where it's going and how it's going to play out, and hopefully we'll see those results on Sunday.